Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Parents in many school districts are still upset about how the state threatened to close 38 public schools this year. Now the state is focused on turnaround plans instead. About two dozen of those schools are in Detroit, and this week hundreds of city parents are having their kids opt out of the state's MSTEP test. They say the standardized tests are used to justify closures. Is skipping the test the kind of protest that will have the effect the parents want?
Well, I don't know. You're never able to really gauge a protest till after we see how people respond. But there's a bigger issue here, which is whether we're serious about fixing the schools or not. The legislature, remember last year in the bailout to get rid of the debt, they gave the schools not only less money than the governor requested, they refused to give the mayor the authority to determine where a new school could open. The one thing that educators agree on is that you don't need to change the test every 2 years. But there are far greater problems with the schools than just the MSTEP test.
Former State Representative Cindy Gamrat has named the State House and her ex-husband, among others, in a wide-ranging lawsuit that claims she's owed past wages and other compensation for the way she was ousted from the House. Gamrat was expelled after her affair with fellow Representative Todd Corser and their attempt to cover it up was exposed. What is the basis of her claim?
Money. That's what I think most of this is. Her claims on the face of it are sort of laughingly absurd. You almost wonder why a lawyer would take this case. But what she wants, I think, is for the state or somebody to give her some money to go away. She had this affair. She violated all sorts of rules covering it up, ruined her marriage, was expelled from the house, and doesn't seem to have much of a career. So when in doubt, try to sue and get some money.
Jack, this week the Detroit Pistons closed out their nearly 30-year residency at the Palace of Auburn Hills, which will remain open. The Red Wings also played their final game at Joe Louis Arena, which will be torn down. Next season, they'll both play at the new Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. Teams move all the time these days, but what is the significance, symbolic or otherwise, for Detroit to have all four of its pro sports teams back inside the city limits for the first time since 1970?
Well, I suppose there's kind of a feel-good aura they get from having all these teams relatively close together. If you're more than one team is playing at the same time and you have to drive downtown, it might not be such a good feeling. But the problem is, as economists know very well, this really does nothing to revitalize the area. One economist made a study of sports stadiums in the country and concluded you'd do better off by dropping dollar bills from helicopters. It will cause some good business for a few bars, but most of the people who go to these games are from the suburbs. They go down, they go to the game, they go home. Little Caesars captures all the revenue, all the concessions revenue. The city gets diddly squat. So Detroit has become a town where very poor people tax themselves to build palaces for billionaires.
And finally, Jack, from time to time, we report on spills here at Michigan Radio. Sometimes it's raw sewage, sometimes it's oil, but a Mountain Dew spill might be a first. 56,000 gallons of the syrup used to make it spilled at the Pepsi plant in Howell last month. People drink Mountain Dew all the time, so why is the State Department of Environmental Quality concerned about it all going down the drain?
Well, I don't think people drink raw Mountain Dew syrup, or at least if they have, they don't have any teeth. Well, it's like anything else, it can be an environmental pollutant. Now, the MDEQ says that most of it was contained in a stormwater basin, and officials say it didn't reach the public system, and most of it froze and was cleaned up. I don't know how much credibility the MDEQ has these days, but, you know, it's a sticky, slimy, gloppy mess. And if I were a fish, I probably would rather not be drowned in Mountain Dew syrup. I'd rather be caught by Doug Tribou fly fishing or something.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Have a good, sticky, sweet day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. And for more on Cindy Gamrat's lawsuit against the State House of Representatives, you can read and listen to Jack's commentary on the case at MichiganRadio.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.